Rick Winkle says Democratic Senate President Emil Jones mentioned education funding reform as a top priority for this year's legislature, so he's confident something can get done.
We're looking to move a piece of legislation that addresses property tax relief and more funding to education K-12. My proposal differs in that it would be education funding kindergarten through university, and mine's different from what Senator Meeks has, and I'm going to offer mine as an amendment to his bill, and if need be, I'm considering filing a standalone bill. Also, of course, I'm looking for support in the House and hopeful that area colleagues can help with this changing the way we fund education, and also that we get a bipartisan coalition going. And I think it has traction. I think it's going to be one of the top issues. I think it will move. Certainly in the Senate, there's a commitment to move that legislation. And I'm going to work together with Senators Meeks and Duvalier. They're both from Chicago, and hopefully form a regional coalition, Chicago and downstate, and also Republican-Democrat coalition.
But your proposal for swapping the income tax increase with a property tax relief bill is not gotten unanimous approval, obviously, and Representative Jacobson, you said you've had some difficulty with that proposal.
I do have some difficulty with that proposal. For one thing, you know, we haven't seen anything yet that has serious potential for being signed by the governor. But, you know, talking about the proposal, the last one, the one that the senator is referring to having worked on, not his, but, you know, had a lot of flaws in it that didn't have guarantees that the generated revenue would ultimately really result in property tax relief or that the money would actually be used for education. Now, I've had some opportunity to look a little bit at the senator's bill, proposal anyway, and you know, you talk about a tax swap, but it's not a tax swap. It's really a pretty big increase in the in the tax that individuals would pay. The average individual pays statewide but $1,299 a year in income tax. And if the proposed increase went up to the suggestion that Senator Winkle has, the 4.75%, the average individual would pay $2,831. Just a little more than $2,000.
What do you think would have to change in order to get your support, and do you have an idea of what the governor would insist on?
I don't know what the governor would insist on. We really have to work at making sure our schools are funded. We agree on that. I don't know what the end product is going to be. But this is a huge increase in the tax for the amount of rebate that an individual would get back on the tax bill.
How do you address that concern that Representative Jacobson had?
Well, Representative Jacobson and I had an opportunity. She came to my office. We reviewed this. She's seen my proposal. And she knows as well as I do what this bill does is it creates a $2.4 billion property tax relief fund. It reduces by 20% the education part of a person's property tax bill. Now, that will actually show up and be abated and show up as a rebate on everybody's property tax bill. So you will see it. You will see what your taxes would be, and you'll see the amount that the state will pay income taxes instead of your property taxes to the school district.
Winkle says the state can no longer keep the status quo. Jacobson says a tax swap in concept could get her okay, though not in the form that Winkle proposes now. Neither lawmaker expects the issue to be overshadowed by the budget or other issues this year. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.